Now, as I said, I've got a work of fiction to ease the news of Brexit. This is in the shape of a thriller written by Sudbury man David Laws. It's the former journalist's second novel and stars journalist Harry Topp. And David joins us on the phone now. Afternoon to you, David.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. It is your second novel, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, the first was Munich, which we spoke about a while ago. So I mean, when did you decide? This is such good timing. When did you decide to write this?
Well, Brexit's been around with us now for so long. It's 2.5 years since the referendum result. And obviously it was big news long before that. So I thought, well, it needs a different touch, a thriller, a completely different take on this. So like any thriller writer, I thought, what if, and I kept thinking, what if, until I came up with what I think is the conspiracy story, a conspiracy theory to cap them all. And so that's the idea, to actually take a break from all the heavy political stuff and have an exciting thriller with the Brexit controversy as the background, a dramatic backdrop, rather than to actually discuss the political issues of it.
How much of the backdrop did you get right?
quite a bit, I think. the thing about Brexit is it's such a twist and turn that you're bound to get something right.
As a former journalist, I mean, would you believe how it's gone?
No, frankly, it's quite extraordinary. I mean, today and this evening, between 7 and 9 p.m. we're facing a quite extraordinary vote in the House of Commons, and literally nobody knows what's going to happen. And I've had some sort of inside feedback from various MPs, and they have no clue as to how this is all going to sort itself out. So if they don't, you know, how could we? And so I think this is an ideal subject for an adventure mystery thriller. So that's why I got stuck into it.
And I don't spoil it, but how much can you wet our... Tell us a little bit about the story itself, about this thriller side, because it involves spies and also...
it's all local. I mean, I always use local people and local locations in my stories. And my protagonist, or my hero, comes home one day to his flat in Bury St Edmunds and discovers that he's been burgled, and he's sitting on his kitchen floor looking at the detritus of his life spread around the kitchen floor tiles, when all of a sudden there's a knock at the door, and he looks up, and it's his old flame, his ex-lover, and she brings him a toxic gift. It's a list that she's been sitting on, a list of foreign spies with orders to sabotage the Brexit process. Now, he says, this is just amazing. He's a journalist, but he's somewhat out of favour. And he thinks, my God, this is an amazing story. I'm going to chase this. So what then ensues, obviously, is a spy hunt, starting in Bury St Edmunds, and then moving to Cambridge, and then moving to London, and then to other cities. So that's the order of events. And, of course, he's shocked to find that one of his friends, one of his best friends, is on the list. And then he's surprised, to say the least, that a senior cabinet minister has been leaking cabinet secrets to officials in Brussels while the negotiations have been going on. And then he discovers that there's actually an assassin stalking the footsteps of the British Prime Minister.
Ooh, sounds brilliant. How much of you is in Harry, then?
No, there's nothing of me in Harry. I always try and make sure that it's not an autobiographical novel, that my characters can do extraordinary things that I can't do. You know, they can ride horses and jump out of planes and shoot straight, all the things I can't do. So that's one of the enjoyments of creating a character that is not me.
Do you love it doing this? As having written, you know, for a copy for newspapers, and now here you are. Is it much more luxurious, is it, to be able to do this?
Oh, absolutely. It's a fantastic indulgence to be able to sit down and write exactly what you want to, and to construct, you know, a great fictional idea situation in which your characters then take over and do their thing.
Have you got any book signings or so? And I know the book isn't out till the end of this month, is it? Is that right?
Well, actually, officially the publication date is the 28th, but it's actually been out for some time. And I've already done one signing in Sudbury, which went very well. And I've got further signings set up in Bury St Edmunds and various Ipswich. And I'm hoping to do other places as well in Suffolk and Essex.
Drop me a line when you know where you're going to be, and I'll give it a mention as well. So
that's very kind.
Then people can come along and get themselves, as I say, a sort of light relief, exciting relief from the realities of Brexit. So what I want to know is, in your book, do we actually come out of Europe in the end of your book, or do I have to read it to find out?
I'm afraid you have to read it to find out.
<Don't> I, <mate. laughs> Have you got another book in the pipeline? What's the next one?
Yes, of course. Yes, my next one is quite different. It's actually an escape story about a group of bedraggled and victimised children in Nazi Germany and how they escape from the clutches of the Nazis.
Have you got any stories, any sort of real experiences that you've used for this, or is it all imagination?
Well, obviously, I use whatever experience that comes to hand, as anybody would, any writer would. But I like to look at sort of political situations like Brexit or the Nazi regime or any other sort of fraught political situation, and then put some characters into it and then see what happens.
Yeah, sounds fascinating, because there was Kinder Transport and all sorts, wasn't there, as well?
Absolutely.
We'll have a word with you when it comes out.
Thank you.
David, thank you so much.
I'll just repeat, if I may, that it's called Exit Day, and it's now in the shops and online.